From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kureya formally withdrew his resignation today, and in the West Bank city of Ramallah, he appeared with a smiling Yasser Arafat, who declared the political crisis in the Palestinian Authority over. Arafat refused to yield on the key issue of control of the Palestinian security forces, a position which sparked violent protests in the Gaza Strip, but Prime Minister Kureya says he believes real reforms are in the offing. NPR's Peter Kenyon went to Arafat's compound in Ramallah, and he has this report.
It was a classic photo opportunity, long on smiles and promises, short on substance. Arafat and Kureya ushered each other toward the microphones outside Arafat's still-crumbling compound, where the Palestinian leader praised his beloved brother Kureya and said all internal problems had been resolved. Arafat said the world should be focusing on what he called this Israeli madness being inflicted on the Palestinian people and their society. When the assembled reporters asked how exactly the unrest within Arafat's Fatah movement had been resolved, on what principles, Arafat cheerfully refused to answer.
On what principles you are talking about? You also want me to write you down all the secret things that we have been talking about?
For his part, Kureya confirmed that he wasn't resigning and said there would be no more arguing about who holds power over tens of thousands of armed Palestinian security men. Kureya said simply that he has enough power as it is. Palestinian reformers have a very different view. They've been complaining for some time about Arafat's tight grip on the security services. Gaza Strip residents have held regular protests since Arafat appointed his hugely unpopular relative Musa Arafat to head the Gaza security forces. Today, officials dropped hints about future personnel changes, but no one was willing to say that Musa Arafat's job was in jeopardy. But Arafat spokesman Nabil Abu Rudaina said Arafat had signed off on consolidating the 8 security services into 3, which would answer to the interior minister. Under a law passed by the Palestinian legislature, the interior minister should answer to Kureya. But there was no indication that the Palestinian National Security Council was being dissolved. That council has overall control of key security forces and is headed by Yasser Arafat. Rudaina downplayed the recent talk of a Palestinian crisis.
But that's why I'm telling you, it was not a crisis. It's just, well, it was a loud democratic dialogue between the Palestinians.
There were also promises to address corruption allegations that have long gone uninvestigated. Arafat and his lieutenants told reporters no one is above the law and urged the Palestinian Attorney General to act with all practical speed to reactivate those files. The most sweeping reform, if enacted, would be to commit all Palestinian leaders, including Arafat, to abide by the basic law, the Palestinian Constitution, which includes a number of basic protections. But reformers say the coming weeks will show if today's promises, unlike so many made in the past, will be kept. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.